You're listening to Real World News. Resisting neoliberalism.
Wave of mega projects in Uruguay. The Uruguayan presidential secretary will coordinate next week bilateral meetings with companies responsible for several mega projects announced for the country. The goal is to move forward the technical discussions to advance on the implementation of these short and medium-term projects.
Agriculture, forestation, and cellulose pulp production, mining and infrastructure are the areas chosen by the foreign capital to settle in the country.
Indian mining company Adatiri is considering exploiting iron. Brazilian Votorantim decided to exploit limestone deposits in Quebrada de los Cuervos 33 department, and an Uruguayan company is considering exploiting limestone there as well.
There are several infrastructure projects. One of them is a port in La Charqueada, also in 33 department, which was introduced last year. In addition, there are other two projects to build a coal power plant, another to establish wind farms, and a huge agro-industrial project in Plácidos Rosas, Cerro Largo department.
According to Radio El Espectador from Uruguay, the plans to build a grain terminal on Tacuary River, which divides both departments, are highly developed. Also on Tacuary River, there are plans to build a mineral terminal from where to export limestone to Brazil.
Meanwhile, Portuguese company Portucel expressed to the executive their interest to install a cellulose pulp mill in Uruguay. Some years ago, the company stated their intention to settle in the South American country, and there have been several meetings with the national government. Then it was reported that Portucel could be established in Brazil instead of Uruguay, but this was never confirmed. The company's investment would surpass $1.5 billion.
Finnish company UPM Kymmene has installed a cellulose plant in Fray Bentos, Rio Negro department, and the joint venture between Stora Enso and Arauco has plans to install another one.
Eleuterio Fernández Huidobro, senator for the ruling party Frente Amplio, warned that the departments of 33, Cerro Largo and Rocha will suffer serious impacts if these projects advance and if measures to face these impacts are not taken.
According to El Espectador, he explained that these initiatives will cause a strong migration to these areas, and as a consequence, there will be accommodation, health, and sanitation problems.
The senator considers these departments are not prepared for the sanitary and environmental controls required.
Also, these projects will use Laguna Marine, an oceanic coast of the department of Rocha, to export production. Fernandez Huidobro stated that the Navy does not have a strong presence in that area and that a strong deployment will be necessary.
You're listening to Real World News.